This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. CPN-UML withdraws support to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda-led government. All ministers from CPN-UML to resign from their post. Nepali Congress urges Prime Minister Dahal to pave way for formation of national consensus government. Prime Minister Dahal calls for enhancing capacity of Foreign Affairs Ministry and diplomatic missions of Nepal abroad for welfare of Nepalese overseas, and Chinese President Xi and Russian President Putin in Kazakhstan to press their influence in strategic Central Asian region. Now the news in detail. The CPN-UML has withdrawn the support given to the Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda-led government. CPN-UML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola said the party decided to withdraw the support to the government as Prime Minister Dahal did not resign from his post today as expected by the UML. The CPN-UML secretariat meeting held yesterday had urged the Prime Minister to pave the way for forming a new government by stepping down today as the party reached an agreement with the Nepali Congress Party. Likewise, CPN-UML Chief Whip Bartola shared that all ministers in the cabinet from the CPN-UML will resign from their post today itself. The new political development comes after the CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress on Monday agreed to form a new national consensus government. The Nepali Congress has urged Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to pave the way for the formation of a new government. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat shared that a meeting of the party's work execution committee held at the residence of party president at Budanilkantha today asked the Prime Minister to pave the way for constituting new government after two largest parties in the federal parliament, Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, forced consensus to form a new government. Likewise, the Nepali Congress has welcomed the agreement reached between the party and the CPN-UML on Monday for formation of a national consensus government. The party has claimed that the new national consensus government aims to promote the nation's interest, prevent corruption, accelerate the pace of development endeavors, and establish political stability and to strengthen the federal democratic republic system and inclusion. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need for building capacity of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Diplomatic Missions of Nepal abroad for the welfare of Nepalese overseas. Speaking at a discussion related to foreign ministry and subordinate bodies held at the office of the Prime Minister in the Simhadarbar today, Prime Minister Dahal called for making the Foreign Affairs Ministry's organizational and human resources management stronger. The Prime Minister also instructed the Foreign Ministry officials to carry out activities keeping the welfare and rights of Nepalese living abroad at the center. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Naren Kaji Srestha laid emphasis on the need of strengthening foreign ministry and its subordinate bodies. The government for the first time has prepared a concept paper on the use and practice of artificial intelligence AI. The government developed the concept paper to determine the basic of formulating the related policy and laws on the use and operation of AI. The concept paper has been brought in the context of the country lacking policies and laws despite growing use and development of AI all over the world. The technical committee constituted by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology prepared the concept paper after nearly 5 months' study. The ministry had formed a five-member technical committee with Joint Secretary Anil Kumar Dutta as its coordinator, as directed by Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma. The report has made recommendations to the government to enact the necessary policy, laws and procedures for the development and use and regulation of AI. The newly appointed Secretary of the House of Representatives, Suresh Adhikari, has taken oath of office and secrecy before Speaker Devraj Khemire today. President Ramchandra Portal, on the recommendations of the Speaker, appointed the former Secretary Adhikari to the post on Tuesday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyle nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gunhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Three bills along with messages received from the House of Representatives have been tabled in the National Assembly today. National Assembly Secretary Dr. Surendra Arial tabled the Finance Bill 2024, the Bill on Raising National Debt 2024 and the Customs Tariff Bill 2024 in a meeting of the Upper House of the Parliament. Similarly, Secretary Arial informed the meeting of the message received from the House of Representatives regarding the Archives Protection First Amendment Bill. Meanwhile, the members of the National Assembly called for increasing budget in education sector and modernization of agriculture. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin are in Kazakhstan on Wednesday for a regional summit seeking to harden anti-Western alliances and press their influence in strategic Central Asian region. According to the AFP news agency, Russian President Vladimir Putin touched down in Kazakh capital of Astana Wednesday morning for a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is a Beijing-led regional bloc that covers Central Asia, India and Iran. Moscow and Beijing have deepened their political, military and economic ties since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Leaders Xi and Putin see the Shanghai Cooperation Organization as a key forum for advancing their strategic interests across Eurasia. Both leaders met each other in May when leader Putin visited Beijing to underscore their close partnership that opposes the US-led democratic order and seeks to promote a more multipolar world. The United States will soon announce more than $2.3 billion in military aid for Ukraine. The CNN quoted US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday as saying the new package will provide new air defense interceptors and other critical munitions from US inventories. Defense Secretary Austin, in a meeting with Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov, said that the package under presidential drawdown authority will provide new air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons and other critical munitions from US inventories. The US has been announcing regular packages for Ukraine since Congress passed legislation that approved nearly $61 billion in Ukraine aid earlier this year. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Kochi province, Bagmati province, Gandak province and Sudar Paschim province. And very heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of Kochi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPNUML withdraws support to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda-led government. All ministers from CPNUML to resign from their post. Nepali Congress urges Prime Minister Dahal to pave way for formation of national consensus government. Prime Minister Dahal calls for enhancing capacity of Foreign Affairs Ministry and diplomatic missions of Nepal abroad for welfare of Nepalese overseas, and Chinese President Xi and Russian President Putin in Kazakhstan to press their influence in strategic Central Asian region. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.